I was working with a friend who has Down syndrome, just taking him to his different sports, and they needed a coach. So I started there. Like, I always played baseball growing up. I played competitively in Whitby. That would have been probably early, like maybe when I was around 20 years old that started. And then shortly after that, a couple years later, I was in teaching. And then I started coaching the high school teams there. And then it's just now that I have my own kids, and they were of an age to start playing rep ball. And even before that, in house league, I just carried on with it there. I teach French. Nobody likes to take French in high school, right? So it's a case of, you know, please do this work that I provided for you. Whereas with ball, it's more like they're enthusiastic, they're eager, and it's how can we help you reach your ceiling? And it's not that coaching is my life's purpose and that alone, but it's one of them. But it was basically the quote of something to the effect of, what's something I can do that needs doing that if I don't do it, it may not get done, right? And that's all. It just checks all the boxes. It's like, I've been around baseball my whole life. Someone's got to do it, kind of thing, right? And so it's just grown from that. Like, I love it. I love ball. I love being at the diamond. I love being around the kids. You know, it's a lot of, there's a lot of satisfaction in helping kids. You know, you start with them and they're kind of raw. They don't really know the first thing about the game. And then you work with them, they develop, they succeed. You can see the light sort of in their eyes when they're excited about it. And it certainly just kind of feeds. It's a constant feedback loop of positivity, right? And then it can be hard sometimes when you hear, you know, certain things, like you feel like you're not doing a good enough job sometimes, right? And it's like, I'm sorry, I'm trying my best, you know, like, you know, I'm sorry, you want us to practice more often, less often, more games, less games, too much commitment, not enough commitment, you know, you get it kind of from all sides, and tuning out the noise from the bleachers can be hard sometimes. Ultimately, you have to just kind of tune it out and remind yourself what you always remind the parents, which is, this is all about the kids. It's not about me. It's not about you. I'm not interested. I want to help your kids. The way they play is sometimes it's just beautiful. They get so into it, and they're organized. Their mechanics are sound. Like, everything just looks good. And I love that. Like, it's almost like an orchestra. Like, with this younger team, the U9s, you can hear the kids starting to take ownership of the whole process, which is what it is, right? It's no pressure for me. It's like the pressure I put on them is to do their best, give a positive attitude. In terms of the proudest accomplishment, to see these little guys like yelling at each other positively, like they're saying, okay, next play, we're going here, and they've just taken it. It's not a bunch of adults on the sidelines, which you see sometimes just yelling. It's their process to own, and they're owning it. You wouldn't think some of these guys would do it, but they do, and they really own it, and I love that.